All right, we're going to try, while the vote is being computed, I'm going to try and read the minutes that Secretary Artis Bazin has written. I'm using a Braille sense for the first time, really. We'll see how this works. This is CCB 2015 Convention Business Meeting Minutes. On Friday, October 2nd, during the first general session, the CCB Nominating Committee report was given by Pamela Apology. The nominees were Second VP Judy Wilkinson, Secretary Artis Bazin, board members Charles Navarrete, Pam Metz, Joseph Lopez, Robert Wendt, and John Ross. Elections were held Friday, October 2nd, after the second general session. Those elected were Second Vice President Judy Wilkinson, Secretary Artis Bazin, and board members Charles Navarrete, Pam Metz, Joseph Lopez, Robert Wendt, and Steve Fort. On Sunday, October 4th, the CCB business meeting began shortly after 8:30 a.m. The 2014 business meeting minutes were read. Frank Welty made a motion to accept the 2014 business minutes as read. The motion was seconded by several and passed. Peter Pardini gave the treasurer's report as of September 15th. A motion was made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. The motion passed. The acting chair of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee gave... wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. Oh, it was me. That's right. That's right, because I substituted for Gabe. The acting chair of the... now I have to go back and find my place. Okay. Sorry about that. I lost my place. But I'm almost back to it, I think. I was just totally surprised by Gabe's name not being there. Must have gone to the bottom or something. Do you know how to find my name? Just as we were moving along swimmingly. Yeah.
That's what you get for using a Braille sense.
Gabe is making snide remarks about the competition. Okay. Sorry about that. The acting chair of the Constitutional and Bylaws Committee, Jeff Tom, gave the Constitutional and Bylaws report. The amendment dealt with section 10.4 regarding time-specific elections. The committee made a motion to pass this amendment. Frank Welty made a motion to add an addition to the amendment. The addition was not passed. The original amendment change was passed. The Resolutions Committee report was given. 2015-1 asked the Board of Directors to insist EEOC provisions add guidance on reasonable accommodations for employees that include accessible technology for blind and vision impaired individuals. The committee moved, do pass, the resolution passed. Resolution 2015-2 on handwritten holographic wills to include other written forms if notarized. The committee moved to pass. A motion was made to add an amendment for anyone who provides print format as long as it is notarized. The motion was seconded and passed. The amended motion was tabled with the whole resolution tabled to and sent to the Governmental Affairs Committee. This motion was passed. Resolution 3 was withdrawn. Resolution 4, thank the volunteers at the convention. The committee moved to do pass, and the motion was adopted unanimously. Resolution 2015-5. Thanks, staff of the hotel. The committee moved to do pass, and the resolution passed unanimously. A motion was made to accept the resolution's committee report. The motion was seconded and passed. Jean Lozano gave a short convention report. He stated the spring convention will be at Viejas Hotel and Viejas Casino and Resort. He said round-trip shuttle rides would be $50. There will be a limit to the casino in, there will be a visit to the casino in December to make sure renovations are complete. Abby Schumann said exhibitors expressed positive feedback about exhibit hall. He also said that the devotional committee needs more members. Pampology, credentials chair, thank those chapters who followed through with their paperwork and in providing changes in advance. She also thanked Mitch Pomerantz with assisting the chair and wishes to thank the nominating committee. Frank Welty is now fundraising committee chair and wants to assist chapters. Artis Bazin asked for new membership committee members. Chris Crespin said the Ellen Murphy Fund could use donations. The crisis committee needs a chair. Dirk wanted the audience to thank Ed Branch for all he's done during this convention. Jeff adjourned the convention. I think that's it. Okay. Oh, whoa, boy. Sorry. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? There's a motion, a second. Discussion. Yes. We'll get. We need to get her a mic.
Okay, I think we need to make reference in the minutes to the credentials report.
Okay, oh, and there's glasses too.
Jeff?
Hang on for a second. All right. I got some lost and found. Okay. All right, where's the tape recorder?
It's a radio.
Okay. Ah! Oh! God. Sorry about that. This is not good. Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I was been interrupted. What you need to make reference to the credentials committee?
Yeah, I think it was not mentioned in the Friday evening session.
Okay.
Thank you. No, the credentials report was not mentioned.
Yes, the credentials report that was passed.
Did you say that?
It was not mentioned. No, you were correct, Judy.
Okay.
So you would like the minutes to reflect that the credentials committee report was passed?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. And now I think Christy wanted the mic next.
You never realize how big a room is. The crisis committee report actually, my saying that it needed a chair was a misunderstanding. So I want that reflected.
Well, except I'm not sure I appointed you clearly till after the...
Did you? No?
I did, but I don't know that the minutes need to reflect it.
Okay.
But I understand.
Because I think...
Christy is our... very outstanding chair. Just let the record reflect. Okay, Gabe.
I believe the minutes stated that a resolutions report was given. I think it needs to reflect who gave that, even if they're, you know, if it was the actual chair or an acting chair. I think it needs to say who gave it.
Yeah, so we need Robert Wendt's name. Okay, anything else? Discussion, additions, amendments? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Abstentions. Okay, very quickly, we have two items up here. We think we have some glasses that may belong to Pam Metz. Would that be possible, Pam? No? Okay, sunglasses. Then we have a pair of sunglasses, and we have a Radio Shack tape recorder that was left in the banquet. The sunglasses were left at the head table, and that's why we weren't sure as to who might have. Okay. Does somebody think they left a tape recorder? Pam did? Okay. All right. We'll deal with that. We'll have. Okay.